gaffes galore. When people get it wrong, big style. What's the biggest written mistake you've ever made? It surely can't be as bad as any of these. There were red faces in Chile just recently after thousands of coins were issued with the name of the country spelt wrongly. The 50 peso coins, worth about 10 cents, were issued in 2008. And instead of Chile, the coins had Chi written on them. C-H-I-I-I-E. But it's not all bad news. The coins have since become collector's items, and the Mint says it has no plans to take them out of circulation. Just recently, a publishing company in Australia had to reprint 7,000 copies of Pasta Mash, a cookbook with more than 100 pasta basic recipes. Why? Well, one recipe listed salt and freshly ground people instead of pepper. The publisher said almost every one of the recipes in the book listed salt and freshly ground pepper, but a misprint occurred on just one page. When it comes to the proofreader, of course they should have picked it up. But proofreading a cookbook is an extremely difficult task, a spokesperson said. Text errors are actually quite common in the world of publishing. The Guardian newspaper is famous for them, and is commonly referred to as the Grawniad, a misspelt version of their name. And there are many examples of errors in all the major publications. For example, a recent ad in Woman's World magazine read, "We are currently looking for proofreaders with editing experience," with the word editing spelt with two T's. The ad also referred to the magazine incorrectly as Women's World instead of Woman's World. In 1988, the University of Wisconsin awarded thousands of diplomas with the name of the state spelt incorrectly. Wisconsin with an O instead of an I. 6 months passed before anyone noticed the blunder. An official defended the university by saying the certificates had been proofread, but only to check the names on them, not the general text. But proofreading errors are nothing new. In the 1632 edition of the King James Bible, the omission of the word not gave a whole new meaning to the seventh commandment, appearing as thou shalt commit adultery instead of thou shalt not commit adultery. What about the books, magazines, and newspapers you read? Have you found any errors recently?